brought to you by the First, Second, Third, Fourth, Fifth Amendment to the United States Constitution, the Doug Steffen Good Day Program, nationally recognized as being abundantly full of a lot of things. It depends on who you talk to as to what they will, how they will describe and what they will say about the Good Day Program. Important thing is that if you're there, you obviously feel that now is the time for you to figure out what is going on in the world so that you can be an intelligent so-and-so today in your conversations. So what shall we begin with? Ken Kessler is here to lead and guide me down this walkway of life, the conversation, the intonation, the inferences, and then who gets arrested, basically. The bottom line is, who's under arrest today? 888-302-3684. We have nothing in Russia. Wow. It's interesting that the Russians have asked us, Kenny, for sort of a connection to our own ability to collect information. Have they not? Isn't that really what the State Department, on one hand, says, don't go, basically. But then Vladimir Putin and whoever it is that is in charge of collecting data have come to the U.S. to see if we can lend them a hand, making sure that basically it's asking us to do what Edward Snowden says we're doing, right? I mean, isn't that kind of, that's sort of the irony in all of this?
Yeah, pretty much. You guys are terrible for doing all that stuff that you're doing, but can you help us out by keep doing that?
Yeah, help us out here a little bit while you're doing all that horrible stuff everywhere else.
Right.
All right, so that's it then. The essence of Ken's job here, he has many of them, the monitoring of social media, facebook.com/todayshow, and also you can use Twitter. Three times as many people go to Twitter as use Facebook, because it seems to be easier to get the point across. Whatever it is, help yourself. Email to Doug@DougSteffen.com. I'm sort of a traditionalist, if you can call that tradition. Isn't it funny? The new traditions include using email, where, how many years ago? 15 years ago. I said, I'm not going to use email. Well, why would I use email? Now, it's almost passé. Anyway, the people who are busy can't get to the phone. Express yourself as you will. For this Thursday, January the 23rd, the Winter Olympics, 3 weeks away, actually a little bit less than that. Growing number of travelers scrambling to cancel their plans, try to get their money back because of increasing safety concerns. All over a couple of women who are upset because the Russians killed their husbands because they were dissidents. Or maybe a little later, but that's probably not strong enough, because they were warriors. They were gangsters. So these people that have been killed, there have been 30 people have been killed on the other side because of these attacks in Russia. 6,000 athletes from 85 countries going to participate. Again, yesterday, President Putin. This goes well together. President Putin says that 40,000 security personnel will be standing guard. Where were they when the last bombs went off? Probably is the question most people are asking. How are you going to tell? You're going to know where these women, there are women who are doing the bombing. They're going to know whether they're around or they aren't around. Unless they run x-ray machines in and out of every street and every building over there. So how do we put this into perspective? And what do you think? 888-302-DOUG put you in touch here, along with all the other things that I work through with you. In this hour of the Good Day program, what happens is that Kenny, over the last 24 hours, has monitored a number of talk radio, news talk radio programs, and also have put together some things that have come from news talk television, so that points of view are presented and represented. You may find agreement, you may find disagreement, but well, there is this sort of a teaching. What does Oprah call it? A teachable moment. So we'll start our teaching with lesson maker Mary Beth Marsden, who on her radio program talked to former Secret Service agent Dan Bongino, who was all part of the, he was at the Salt Lake City Olympic Games in 2002, so part of the detail there. about the concerns that people have for security. Is it real or not?
What's your experience, and what do you think about when you think about, and it has to be a nightmare for people trying to keep everybody safe.
Yeah, anytime you hear these ring of steel analogies put out there, I haven't done this for a living, I run for the hills. That's usually a bad sign. It usually means you're using a heavy manpower, almost oppressive type approach to security. But here's the thing, Mary Beth, you may have a terrific ring of steel. What happens after you leave the ring? That's what the terrorists do, and they are constantly conflating access control with security, and they're two completely separate and distinct things.
Well, the government is warning Americans who might be going over there to watch the games. Do you think they're right in doing that?
Yeah, I do. The fact that they're only willing to let in, the Russians, that is, 40 FBI agents to audit security on the United States' behalf. You know, Mary Beth, that's a joke. That's not even enough to audit security in the Olympic Village. 40? I mean, with the Secret Service alone, we bring over, you know, 10 times that to secure an event one-tenth of the size. So I'm concerned, very concerned, that they really have dropped the ball on this one. And Sochi was a city town completely unprepared for this.
You know, we watch every year, we talk about security with the Olympics. It seems like every city has its own challenges. And that's what a lot of people say. Hey, it's just another city, another country dealing with their own specific security issues. Right. And it happens every year or every Olympics.
Yeah, well, maybe so. I mean, we had issues in Lake Placid as well in 1980. There's no question about that. But you're talking about a city here, Mary Beth, that had no interconnected road network, has no infrastructure for this, has no not adequate enough medical facilities to take care of the town, no less take care of an entire international audience. Also, you're talking about a region with geopolitical struggles going back decades now. This was really a terrible decision, and that's where I kind of fault the IOC for agreeing to hold the event. Was it their turn? I mean, was there some kind of they were next in line approach to this? But whoever decided to put it in an area where Chechen separatists are begging for international eyeballs to get attention for their cause through terrorist acts was just, I mean, amateurish at best.
What are you going to be watching when you watch the Olympics other than the games itself? And what are some of the telltale signs of heightened awareness, heightened security, potential problems?
Well, access points, transportation networks are a big one. That's my big area of concern. You know, we used to call, in the Secret Service, we used to call it the deadly diamond. And if you had point A and point B, and you had in between, you have a bunch of different ways to get from A to B, that's where you run into problems. We call it a deadly diamond because it looks like two triangles back to back, and the points of the diamond are two locations. What am I getting at? The athletes have to leave the Olympic Village at some point. They're going to have
to
travel to venues. That's right.
Yeah.
And it's the variability in between that works for you, but works for your adversaries, the terrorists as well, because you don't know where to find them either, because there's so many different places they can hide on those motorcade routes. That's where the trouble usually happens.
All right, so what do you think? You all worried? We all scared? Is this the news media doing its usual job to scare the heck out of everybody? Or as that gentleman, I thought that was a pretty good report, actually, describing the area as sort of in the middle of nowhere with no real infrastructure. Why in the world would the International Olympic Committee agree to have the Olympics in a place that isn't secure? And is this the end of the Olympics? Will we stop having the Olympic Games because of all of this stuff? Is this another sort of, what do they call it, the nail in the coffin for an international event that has brought about so much pride and satisfaction because a bunch of women, terrorists in this circumstance, but terrorists in general? The world is falling apart because of terrorism. What are the seeds of terrorism? Is that an important part of this discussion? Maybe, if you figure it is, help yourself to any of the points that can be made here. And I'll have Kenny bring us up to date on what you're saying via our social media in a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Introducing our new spring seasonal, Sam Adams Cold Snap.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth.
Cold Snap is light and refreshing.
So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice, complex spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow. It's got a lot going on.
I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer.
Crisp, refreshing, and light.
Refreshing is the best word.
Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be a good, must be a man. Stick with us.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person. This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night three or four times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9. 800-811-3790. PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great night's sleep.
With the Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And for a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $3,000 in extra savings. You can save even more on essentials like coffee, cereal, paper towels, and laundry detergent. Plus, get ready for tax season with savings on TurboTax and HP printers and ink. Get your savings book today. So join and save. Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Details, details, details. 888-302-3684. We're discussing, in this part of the program, the Olympics, the warnings. So, Kenny, what are people, in terms of directing their thoughts to us via social media, what is being written?
Dean says the Olympics should be canceled.
Well, good for him. Congratulations, sir.
Tag says it wouldn't matter where the games were held, there would be these kinds of threats.
Yep. So that's the thing. How do we deal with it? Is that really, that brings us around to what I asked a few minutes ago. Time to cancel. Forget the Olympics. We give in, give over. With all this security, with all the money we spend in the Defense Department, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars, with all the stuff that we spend on the black ops operations, the NSA, the CIA, the FBI, you name them, why, and that's just our country, what are the Brits, French, Europeans, the Chinese, Russians, with all the money we spend on this stuff, we can't lick a few terrorists? What does that tell you about the terrorists? What does that tell you about all the money that taxpayers around the world are spending for so-called protection? All right, keep going, Kenny.
Lois says, it's such a shame that the athletes have to worry about all this garbage when they have worked so hard to earn their way there.
Mm-hmm. That's also a very cogent remark. Yep. All right. So continuing with this, we'll listen to one more piece from a talk radio program in a moment. Hi to the folks listening in the Washington area, to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and the greater Boston area, greater Miami, greater Detroit. Nice to have the folks in the northwest part of the country and Seattle area listening as well. Hi to Phoenix and Minneapolis. It's 21 after on Good Day.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
That's American Idol.
At the end of it all, you're my best friend. But something inside that I need to release, yeah. Which way is right? Which way is wrong? How do I say that I need to move?
Wow, your voice had such a beautiful tone and presence to it.
Thank you.
You played great, too. It felt right.
Yeah. What's a little tricky is that your guitar playing kind of drives your vocals, but American Idol is going to require you to put the guitar down for most of the time. And I'm just wondering how far you're going to get down this road with the guitar not there.
I think your voice is beautiful, David. I said that last time. You sing so effortlessly. It's so easy for you to sing. But don't let that be something where you think that's enough.
All right, you know? So there are the judges on American Idol giving the first contestant sort of a little advice and a thumbs up, it would appear, as we continue along. That was a big event, the beginning of American Idol, second week, actually. Meanwhile, back at the Olympics, here host Bruce St. James, along with Mike Russell and Pamela Hughes, talk about these black widows that are probably getting ready to try to blow up the Olympics.
The word we had yesterday, what do they call them?
The black widows.
Right. I heard there were up to nine.
Whoa.
There were nine women. Women whose men had been killed by the Russians in this ongoing dispute. And it's one of these disputes that you don't even know where it started, you know? Why are you fighting? I don't know. We've always been fighting. Why do you hate him? I don't know. I've always hated him. My dad hated him. Granddad hated him. It's what we do in this family. Right? It's becoming like the Middle East. The Chechens and the Russians.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Why do you fight? Why not? Because we did yesterday. But there are up to nine of these women whose husbands have been killed and have been, you could say, brainwashed, controlled, convinced, whatever, that the only reaction to that is to strap a bomb to yourself and take as many of the infidels as you can with you.
Become a suicide bomber.
Up to 9 of these women could already be in the area.
And they're talking about in Sochi.
Right, I've already snuck into the area.
And the interesting way I heard this described, Bruce, is imagine the Olympics as an onion.
Okay, I like this.
And it's got different layers.
Obviously.
So where the games are taking place in Sochi is like the center of the onion.
The core, they're right in the middle.
It's actually going to be pretty safe in there.
You would think like the actual
games
themselves.
Where you're
right.
watching the events
sure.
and the different games, that's going to be pretty safe. But as you move away from that into the outer layers of the onion, the security is going to be less, and therefore it's going to be easier for the terrorists to penetrate those areas.
Well, and you know, this is one of the arguments that I've made before as to the futility of it. Almost looking at our way. Do we think that it's harder to hijack a plane in 2014 than it was in 2001?
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We did all these security measures, right? And the reaction to September 11th, a lot of people didn't want to fly. They were afraid of flying, right?
Mm-hmm.
If terrorists, play along with me here. I'm not giving them ideas, by the way, so get over that. If terrorists used a suicide bomb at the TSA checkpoint in an airport and killed the people standing in the line, you know, waiting all there, or maimed people, wouldn't it have the same effect? You didn't get to the plane. You still had the same effect on air travel. Who's going to want to go to the airport?
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, how far out can you extend the perimeter? And Russia, the perimeter would probably go to the Russian borders is the problem, and it's just too damn big to seal off.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
All coughs aren't the same, and neither are all cough medicines. Some just suppress your coughs while doing nothing to clear the congestion that causes them. Robitussin's powerful dual-action formula relieves even the toughest coughs. Wet, dry, and hacking. Don't risk partial relief. Fast, powerful Robitussin DM Max fights your cough and helps clear the congestion that comes with it. Robitussin. Don't suffer the consequences. Use as directed.
I don't like sit-down dinners. I don't go to sit-down strikes. I like standing room only, and I don't ride bikes.
This Pretty Bad song is by a guy with pretty bad hemorrhoids. He needs Preparation H relief with the power of two. First, use fast-acting Preparation H medicated wipes, then longer-lasting Preparation H maximum strength cream.
Let's sit together on the porch swing.
Preparation H. Don't stand for hemorrhoids. Use as directed. Look for Preparation H at Walmart.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
About what's going on. Well, let's continue to talk about what's going on. How about that? 888-302-3684. What does that mean, Doug? I'm Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler on the Good Day program. What does it mean to keep talking about what's going on? Well, this is sort of like a newspaper without paper. This is information without looking at a screen, unless you're looking at our, if you take a look at what's on Facebook, facebook.com/Good Day Show, and Twitter at Good Day Show. There are things that people are writing there that you may want to bounce off of. We have also, the great thing about Facebook, I like, Kenny, is the fact that you can communicate most anything on it. You can send, we have pictures there of things that are going on to people or around events that affect the folks that are doing the radio program or the listeners. We have our continuing focus on how to present what you're grateful for every day on Facebook, and that in and of itself is a conversation. As a matter of fact, I don't mind you passing along some of those things, because I think it is very important for people every day, and that's why I've gotten on this bandwagon. And don't expect to get off of it, in essence, because I think it's a daily, it's almost like a daily blog. Forgiving others is a big thing. Talking about what you're grateful for is a big thing. So do we have something entered, some things entered in there that'll give some people some inspiration in the last 24 hours, Kenny?
Let's see. Well, I had posted on there that even though I love Chicago, I'm grateful that I don't live there today.
Yeah. Well, this week or yes, this month or in the wintertime. Yeah.
Right. 2 feet of snow.
Yeah. By the way, just as a tag to that, for those who are wondering about the folks digging themselves out from Chicago east, this winter storm is gone now, but a foot of snow has been deposited in some parts of Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, across Virginia, into Tennessee's got some snow on the ground there too, up into New York, New Jersey, the essence of southern New England. Although I will tell you, outside the barn at my farm, there were only a couple of inches of snow. Some areas had 4 inches. That was as bad as it was. Wasn't anywhere near as much snow as had been predicted. However, it is cold. Cold, 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 cold. Yesterday, when I talked to the folks on my farm, after I got off there, it was 3 below 0. It got up to 11 during the day, and it'll be about the same today, maybe a bit warmer. And that's really what's slowing down all the air traffic. 1,400 flights were canceled yesterday. 3,000 flights were canceled the day before. You'll find few cancellations today because even though it's cold, the weather system is gone for now, although another week or 10 days looks like another one of these things is going to travel across. Matter of fact, I saw a long-term weather forecast yesterday that there may be as many as 3 or 4 more of these 1, 2, 3 day blasts of Arctic air into February. And then the forecasters, there seems to be some agreement about this, things will be moderating. By the end of February, we'll have sort of normal winter temperatures, and by the middle of March, we'll be into an early spring. So that'll give you, those of you who are down and feeling like, oh, this is never going to end, it appears that the good news after the bad news of all this, and it really isn't bad. I'm going to put a wrinkle on this, and this is what I'm grateful for, Kenny. This will be my post today. Maybe a little bit complex, but those of you who are farmers understand, or people who pay attention to what happens on the earth, when there is a really hard, deep freeze, and we haven't had one of these for 3 or 4 years like we've had this winter, when everything in the ground freezes down 4 feet or more, even in some circumstances, everything is hard as a rock. All the bugs, all of the things that we don't like, from ticks to little single cell beings that are either very troublesome or a nuisance, all are killed. So you'll start the spring fresh with all the things that were in the ground. We have a lot of things on the farm that are a result of animals maybe having a sickness, and when the spring comes, the stuff that's in the ground all comes back up to the surface. But under the circumstances that are being presented because of this cold, all that stuff will be dead, gone, frozen, finished. So if you want to look at it on the bright side, that's a way of looking at this on the bright side. Plus, it's good for people who are selling winter wear. But it isn't great if you have children, young children, putting all kinds of clothing on them to protect them from the cold is an important and intelligent thing to do. Okay, me, having said that, what other grateful Facebook posts do we have at Doug at facebook.com/Good Day Show, Kenny?
Well, Dick says he's grateful that he lives in Key West, the warmest spot in the nation.
Actually, Florida's been a little chilly the last 3 or 4 days. It hasn't gotten much above mid-60s, upper 60s, but the air has been clear, not much humidity. Been very pleasant for people who have been in Central and South Florida.
And Aaron says that he is grateful for the strength God gives to him to make it through the tough times when he wants to give up.
All right. Don't give up. Don't give up. Never give up. It's not a healthy thing to give up. All right, let's move on into a discussion of what's going on, latest delivery of info on the NSA, as we listen to host Kevin Meeks and Karen Henderson talk to the Washington Times' Jeff Birnbaum about what we really know about the NSA and what it actually does.
It's fine if they come out and say, we're going to cut way back on this stuff, spying on our own people and so forth, but how will we really know they're doing it? And nobody trusts the government anymore, do they?
Well, that's the reason for the speech on Friday by the president. He, his job approval rating has plummeted since Edward Snowden disclosed all that information about the NSA spying, and the president commissioned a big study that came out a couple weeks ago, and now this speech on Friday, where he actually defended the program for the most part, but said to protect privacy, changes had to be made. And he suggested a few things, the most important of which, however, which is that the government would not warehouse that metadata, those phone numbers, but it would be held somewhere else. He didn't quite say where that somewhere else was, and it will be up to Congress to figure out where.
And Jeff, what about the portion of the Patriot Act that allows this? I mean, there's an expiration coming up for that. Will that end this?
Oh, I don't know what will end this. I think that there will be changes that will be hotly debated. And by the way, Republicans and Democrats are split on what to do. Libertarian Republicans and progressive Democrats agree that the program has gone too far and would like to end the program. Others in the middle would like to do something like what the president suggests, if they could figure out exactly how they can get the government out of warehousing all that information.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this kind of thing for here in talk radio, as you well know, for years, about the government spying on its own people for whatever reason and why, and it's all in the name of keeping us safe and so forth. And of course, if we hear back from some, if you don't have anything to hide, then what are you worried about? You know, but there's a principle involved with all of this.
Unreasonable search. That's what it
is. That's right. It's called the Constitution, yeah. And it's called the amendments to the Constitution. That's right.
Well, that's right. And the president, I think, acknowledged that the program had gone too far, and so he's setting up a system that would have independent observers defend the public's position, and he would have the government go to the courts to get permission to delve into that pile of data every time that the government thought it needed to, which is much more often than it currently does. There have been some complaints, though, that the president might actually have suggested lowering the standard that the government would have to prove before the court in order to get the search underway. But nonetheless, the president moved, at least made gestures in the direction of more protection of personal rights than before. But it's clear that he didn't satisfy many people on either side of the debate with this speech.
So what else is new when it comes to the president? And a lot of people just not satisfied with anything that's done. You think that people are too tough on President Obama? 888-302-3684. You might want to comment on that, social media-wise or otherwise. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com. Let's work over this other... Let me give people a little room for thinking about this, and then we'll have another excerpt from a talk radio program. We're focused now on the debate regarding the NSA and whether they can be trusted to do what the president tells them to do, or what we think they ought to do, or what they say they're going to do. 17 before the hour on Good Day.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Grainger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Grainger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics and basements, because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details in your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
Would you like to have million-dollar looks? You don't have them if your hair is thin, weak, and tired-looking. Thinning hair is the result of aging follicles or the place through the pores from which the follicles come. That's why you need the new Provia. Provia strengthens hair follicles, gives you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair. It's like nothing you've ever tried before. And by the way, ladies, this is for you as well as for men. You're suffering just like men are with thinning hair. And if you've had the problem for years, now you can join the thousands of people who are using Provia Serum the all-natural way with no side effects to get your hair growing again. It's simple. Call 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Order Provia now and get a free month's supply when you mention Doug Stephan. Say goodbye to the hair going down the sink. Say hello to a new, full, richer head of hair. 800-525-8319 for Provia.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
Watch what happens when I need something for business. Say my laptop just died.
OfficeMax has laptops, tablets, and printers that are perfect for you.
How'd you know? And why is this report in black and white?
OfficeMax has most major brands of ink and toner at the lowest prices guaranteed.
Okay, I'll go. Right after I clean up these files.
OfficeMax has cloud storage, so you can be productive on the road.
Isn't she amazing?
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. All at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
How do you know the used car you're getting is good? One you can really trust? Well, start with KBB.com's most trusted car brand, backed by an extensive limited warranty. And you've got yourself a certified pre-owned Honda. So get going while the getting is good. Find the one that's right for you at HondaCertified.com. See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details. Based on 2013 Brand Image Awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for information.
Our discussion at the moment on the Doug Gooday program focuses on the NSA, National Security Agency. Mr. Snowden leaked the information, as we know, about all of the programs, the data that's being collected, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. His actions still not well received by the public. Most Americans, 61% in fact, think Snowden ought to have to stand trial in the U.S. for his actions. 23% think he should be granted amnesty. This is both Republicans, Democrats, and Independents seem to be on board with this. Meanwhile, let's get a handle on another opinion here that's metered from Congressman Fred Upton of Michigan. He talks to Roger Taylor and Jeremy Lawrence about where the debate on the NSA should go now. Is it still something we ought to focus on Snowden? We focus on them. We focus on the president. What's the story?
The president made his comments about the NSA, and, of course, there's been a lot of hashing that back and forth. You certainly have an angle on this as you've watched things unfold and how this works. You've got a little bit more of an informed opinion than some of the rest of us. So where do we go from here? What do you think the best course is?
Well, you know, and Roger asked me when I came in, do you think that this is appropriate for executive order if the Congress mm-hmm. doesn't act? No, I think the Congress does have to act. I think we have to, and I missed his speech on Friday. It was at a crazy, you know, I didn't hear what he said. I haven't really read much about it, but I will. We are going to have to do an Intelligence Authorization Act, I want to say before Easter this year. So that'll be the opportunity where, on a bipartisan basis, we'll be able to have classified briefings and all the rest, ask whatever question you want, go out to the NSA if you want to, and I've done that, and really look at the changes that the president's proposing and what it ought to be. And I think that the debate should be public. I think that people should vote their conscience. It should not be a party vote one way or the other. And the merits should convince people, and you've got to have that debate, and hopefully that whatever the winning side is, convince the American public that that's the way to go as well. It's important in terms of what I believe, and I'm not a lawyer. A lot of people say good. but, you know, you have the Constitution, and there is the provision on, you know, search and seizure and, you know, a proper warrant. In my view, for anyone connected with the government in particular, you know, whether it be the FBI or CIA, that's, you know, any U.S. citizen here in this country, yeah, you have to go through that process. You have to convince a court. The law enforcement agency has to convince the court to have that there is reason for access to that information. And without it, you should be denied access to that the content of either the email or the phone calls. You know, the old wiretapping rules that we've had for a long time. And if there were abuses that were done, and my sense is that there were, yes, there were some. I don't think a lot, very small amount, but they need to be corrected. They need to, you know, they need enforcement on that. But we want to be safe. Hey, I was there on 9/11, and the view is that had they had the tools today, back in 2001, yeah, they might have been able to find that needle in the haystack and prevented a tragedy that's impacted the nation.
All right, so the debate hasn't taken too many different twists and curves in the road. However, because Edward Snowden, the NSA leaker, is expected to conduct a live chat today, it'll be at 3 o'clock Eastern time. Questions can be submitted using the hashtag AskSnowden label. His responses will appear at freesnowden.is/AskSnowden. That ought to be a good time. 51 after the hour.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
We are processing some of the news, the facts, the stories, the comments of the day. 888-302-3684. Email a quick shot over to me about one of the things or all the things we're talking about is certainly going to be fine and dandy. A lot of people are still talking about the impact that the target, how do we best describe that, Kenny? The target event, the hacking, 70 million people affected by this. And so what's the story? Who are the bad guys? Where are they? Who's chasing them down? Here's a business radio host named Jim Forsythe who talked about an arrest linked to the Target credit card breach on his radio program.
Not only is this an interesting development, but it sheds a lot of light on how identity thieves, these big-time hacker identity thieves, actually work. You'll recall that right around Christmas time, we learned that Target reported that hackers had gotten into their system and had stolen the personal information and, in some cases, names, social security numbers, and credit card numbers of some 40 million people who had used credit or debit cards at Target over the last several years. Well, we find now that on Sunday, early on Sunday morning, two individuals from the Mexican city of Monterrey, 27-year-old Mary Carmen Garza and 28-year-old Daniel Dominguez, were arrested at the Ansel Duas International Bridge in McAllen, trying to sneak into the country with 96 bogus credit cards strapped to their bodies. And the police chief in McAllen, Victor Rodriguez, says that all of these credit cards were in the name and using the information of individuals who had been ripped off in the Target security breach. Apparently what happened is that somebody in Monterey purchased these pieces of information from the hacker or representatives of the hackers. This stuff is available on dark websites. And then he made up these bogus credit cards. They're debit cards, they're MasterCards, they're Chase Bank cards, they're all sorts of different credit cards, and they're all made out in the names and with the information of real people who were victimized by the Target breach. The police chief says that the way this went down is that the thieves were instructed to go to big box stores in the Rio Grande Valley on Sundays because they thought that because the banks are closed on Sunday, that that would be a wonderful opportunity for them to pass these credit cards because it would be at least 48 hours before the banks realized that these credit cards were phonies, and by then they would be across the border in Mexico again. According to the police chief, they tried this earlier this month and stole tens of thousands of dollars worth of stuff from places like Walmart's and Best Buy's and other big box retail stores like that. Apparently, the cards are being used on a regional basis. Like, for example, in the Rio Grande Valley, you would expect that a lot of the cards would have Latino names on them because it's a heavily Latino area. Probably if somebody started passing credit cards in the name of Mary Carmen Garcia in Bangor, Maine, somebody might be more likely to pick up the fact that they're bogus. But this is a very sophisticated operation. Hats off to the McAllen police and to the Border Patrol for nabbing these people. Apparently, the way they got them is they studied surveillance video at the Best Buys, at the Targets, at the Walmarts, at the other big box stores, which were victimized 3 weeks ago. And then they used that video to compare against composite sketches, and they found these people sneaking across the bridge in the very early hours of Sunday morning. They arrested them. They found these credit cards on their bodies. They are currently being held in the McAllen jail, and the Secret Service and the FBI will use this to try to see if they can track this thing a little bit further down the road.
Now, there's some interesting information I didn't have before listening to it. A lot of you think, oh, well, he knows all of this stuff. I listen to these things for the first time when you listen to them, when we put them on the air. So, Kenny, I find that to be a very, I don't know if compelling is the right word, but I find it to be helpful to know that authorities are, however they're using surveillance, apparently using it to benefit those that, so you arrest 30 or 40 people who have been caught. How many hundreds, if not thousands, of people have these cards? I heard that they were for sale. The information was for sale for $2,000 a shot. Is that right? Am I on the right page there? That
I heard lots of different amounts, and I think it depended how many cards you wanted, how many different
I'll take
names
10.
And,
how much do I have to pay if I want? I'll take 10. One for you, one for Michael, and the rest for one for me, one for you, one for me, one for you, one for me, one for you. I mean, it's not a laughing matter to the banks or the security companies, but it's kind of like I'm so confused about why people don't think that Snowden is an important figure in America at the moment because of what he did, learning about the NSA and what they're all about. But thinking about terrorism in general, this is terrorism. That's what it is. It's economic terrorism. We have so much of it. It's a very difficult, I suppose, if you really were thinking about it, you'd pull your blanket over your head and stay in bed for the rest of the day. Meanwhile, life goes on, as do Richie and Kenny and all the people associated.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.